Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
It's Luke 18 and 8, and the scripture is up on the screen. Please, let's read together if you can. I tell you, right, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Praise God. Pastor, I'm going to ask if you can pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you believe that, just clap your hands as you're seated. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I want to speak today to the longing heart. I want to speak today to the discouraged spirit and the waiting soul, the soul that is waiting on God. I want to talk about being faithful. I'm not sure if that's up on the screen, but I want to talk about being faithful. And it's a little play on words, amen, glory. And God's going to help us in this place today about being full of faith, amen. So the word faithful, right, or faithfulness, what comes to mind when you hear about it? Maybe sometimes that's not a what, but that might be a who. Oftentimes when we think of faithfulness, it's somebody who has lived a life of faithfulness. And so we think about somebody, maybe that's a grandma, that's an elder in the church. Praise God, I think of pastor. Amen. And so he's just so consistent. Praise God. And I give God thanks for him. But that word faithfulness or faithful, it means consistent, steady, unwavering. And Webster's Dictionary defines faithful as steadfast in affection or allegiance. Amen. And so, again, we might think of, again, somebody's life. Something else that might come to mind is character. You can trust who they are. They're genuine. They're reliable. Their word, you can trust somebody's word. You're confident in what they say. And they are a confidant. Praise God. That's, you can trust that when you tell them something of great weight, they're not going to go around and you're not going to hear it from other people. Praise God. So, I just want us to look at the word, and if you know me, I love to do a good word study. So we're going to open our word, and we're going to look at the scripture and what kind of the Lord is telling us in that passage here, right? So the word for faith here in Luke 18 and 8, right, it is pistis, and it comes from the root word, which is a verb. It's pytho. So pistis is the noun. And that means strong moral conviction. Amen. Somebody say conviction. Conviction. Persuasion of religious truth or the truthfulness of God. Amen. This is also unwavering belief, trust, and confidence. Amen. Somebody say belief, trust, and confidence. Amen. And the root word, right, the verb pytho, means to persuade. So persuasion, persuade, these are the things that God is trying to tell us when he speaks about faith, when he speaks about unwavering faith. He speaks about waiting faith. It's to help us to be persuaded and that he can do what he said he will do, who he is, who he says he is. Amen. So here Jesus teaches us dually, right, one about the character of our Creator, that he is God, amen, and he is faithful. Great, praise God. And then what kind of faith we must have as we walk with him, and it is in every season. Because in verse 1, we didn't read it, but it says that men ought to always pray and not faint. So it is every season and at all times we are to have this kind of faith. No matter what comes our way, no matter what happens, no matter what occurs in our life, no matter what happens to us, praise God, we are to have this unwavering belief, trust, and confidence in the Lord our God. Amen. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. This is an unwavering persuasion. This is an unwavering persuasion that he is who he says he is. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith is it impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded. Amen. We love that scripture here at RAC. Praise God. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Paul was persuaded. Amen. And he's encouraging us to do the same, to be persuaded. Praise God. Luke 12 and 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Again, we must be persuaded that he is God and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We got to be persuaded that he will give to us the kingdom. It is his good pleasure to give to us the kingdom. Praise God. So back to get again to this parable, right? Amen. This widow in the scripture, she comes to the unjust judge. Jesus is walking us through on, again, men always ought to pray and to not faint. Glory. And so she's coming to the judge. She's persistent. She said, avenge me of my adversary, judge. And he said, I'm going to ignore her. I'm not going to pay attention to that. And so he said, it says in verse 4, he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, amen, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So over and over again, she comes to the judge and she asks, oh, avenge me of my adversary. Avenge me of my adversary. And he refused for a while, but notice she didn't stop coming to the unjust judge. With every approach, she purposed in herself to believe he would grant her request. I'm going to come to him again. I'm going to come to him again. No, I'm going to come to him again. No, I'm going to come to him again. One more time. No. And, right, it says for a little while, but it says that he granted her requests. He granted her requests. He granted her requests. She was unwavering. She was not discouraged nor dissuaded in his lack of response or his lack of belief in a God, right? She came with faith, being fully persuaded, unwavering. There's a theme here of unwavering faith that is persuaded. I am not going to come to the left nor the right, but I'm going to stand on that solid rock. That is the word of God. Amen. I'm going to believe what he told me. I'm going to trust in what he has said, because he is not a man who can lie, neither the Son of Man that will repent. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So while he granted her request to stop her continual troubling, right? Amen. Jesus says in verse 6, he says, the Lord said, right? Hear what the unjust judge say. He's telling us to listen, right? He's telling us to heed. Let's see what he said. He said, right, that she's just pestering me about it. She just keeps talking about it. She won't stop talking about it. Amen. She just keeps asking and asking and asking. So I'm just going to grant her request. But he tells us, shall not God avenge his own elect? How much more will the Father, how much more does he love us? Praise God. How much more will the Father grant to his children, his elect? what they request day and night. Amen. He will speedily do it. Praise God. Amen. And he says, Jesus particularly points out that it's the unjust judge. He's an unjust judge, right? Okay. Walk, or just sit with me a little bit, right? He's an unjust judge, and that's his response. His response is, I'm just going to grant her request because she continues to trouble me. He's unjust. He's taking bribes. He's, you know, partial in his judgment. But his decision in her matter was, I'm going to grant her request. No matter what it is, I'm going to just grant her request. Because she continues to persist to come after and seek after what she needs. How much more will the just judge, the righteous judge of the earth, hear your cry of in your need for healing, for deliverance, for a way to be made? He cares about you. Amen. The word says, cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you. Amen. How much more will he do it? He cares for you. Praise God. He cares for you. 2 Timothy 4:8 declares the Lord as the righteous judge. The Chronicles 19:7 says, there is no iniquity in the Lord our God. Amen. He is not unjust and he is not partial in his judgments. All his ways are perfect. Amen. So if he, that judge, being unjust, right, he made that decision, how much more will the just judge of the earth do for you what you need today? I don't know what you need in this house, but the Lord is able to meet your need. Amen. The Lord is able to meet your need. I'm saying that in the spirit realm right now. The Lord is able to meet your need. The Lord is able to meet your need. I'm speaking to your doubt right now. I'm speaking to your unbelief right now. The Lord is able to meet your need. The Lord is able to meet your need. Amen. The word says that he is more than able. He is exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He's able. Somebody clap your hands if he's able. If you believe that, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. His righteousness is key. That's the key part. That's what makes this different, right? Isaiah 55:9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Because he sees what we don't see, and he knows what we don't know. Amen. We can trust that his judgments are truly righteous and are just in every way. Deuteronomy 32:4, all his ways are judgment or just, right? Praise God. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Praise God. And this was Hebrews 10:37. I didn't give this to you. The Lord gave this to me. For yet a little while, amen, yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Amen. He's going to come. He's going to meet you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm setting this, just this background for us, that he is who he says he is. Because, right, the scripture says, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But before we can get anything from the Lord, we got to believe that he is who he says he is. We got to believe that his word is true. We've got to believe that he is. Amen. His word is true. Praise God. And then God can impart faith unto us and help just dismantle doubt and unbelief and help us arise to that occasion to believe him to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Amen. I'm reminded of the Gentile woman that came to Jesus seeking. This is in Matthew 15. Amen. We're not going to this scripture, but I just had it for reference. Matthew 15:22-28. If you're writing notes or anything. And she came seeking healing for her daughter, right? She was a Gentile woman. And so Jesus, right, says, I'm only come unto the lost sheep of Israel. And so she's not, it's not time for the Gentiles as of yet, just other words to say. But she persists. she persists. First, she came to the Lord, and he didn't answer her. He didn't even regard her. And then she cried after his disciples. She cried after his disciples, and the disciples said, "Lord, she's crying after us. Stop her. Make her stop." And then he responds, "I'm only coming to the lost sheep of Israel," you know. And so, yet again, she cries out. And it says in verse 25, excuse me, it says, "Then came she and worshiped him." Oh, woo! If you can come as a worshiper, if you can come with hands lifted and a heart open, saying, "God, I don't even know, Lord. I don't even deserve, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, oh, Lord. But I stand in your presence and I lift my hands and I lift my voice to give you praise, to give you glory, to magnify your name." Praise God. In her worship, she came unto him. Amen. Praise God. And it said, and he said, he responded to her this time. He said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." Amen. And I believe, you know, sometimes we can look at that and be like, oh, okay, Lord. Wow, you're kind of rude. wow, interesting. Okay. And, you know, if you read scripture enough, this lie that they'll tell you that God loves the world, amen, and he does, but he will bring correction because he loves whom he loveth, he chasteneth. Praise God. And so it was a test of her spirit and her attitude, amen, if she would take that rebuke and be like, "Oh, well, they told me about you, but I don't believe anything now that I've seen." But she said, "No, I'm persuaded. I've seen and I've heard too much. I've seen and I've heard too much. They said that you can heal. They said that you can deliver. I saw you. I saw you heal that person over there. And I saw that man that had the blinded eyes. I saw him. I remember him. Somebody told me about him. And so I'm coming to you again. Coming to you again. I don't know what I have to do, but I'm willing to do anything. I'm willing to do anything to get what I need from you." Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And she said, she responded in her spirit, with her voice, with her mouth. And she said, "Truth, Lord." She didn't deny what he said. Amen. She knows that, praise God, what he said was true. "Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And he said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt." And her daughter was healed in that same hour. Praise God. Amen. We must be full of persistent, unwavering faith to believe God for anything and everything. I'm going to say that one more time. We must be persistent. We must be convinced to believe God with unwavering faith for anything and everything. I'm going to say it one more time. Praise God. We must be full of persistent, unwavering faith to believe God for anything and everything. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be full of that kind of faith. Jesus tells us at the beginning of the parable, amen, that amen always ought to pray and to not faint. In another place, he says that we are to pray without ceasing. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And it's in that scripture in Luke where he says faint. And that word faint means to be utterly spiritless. You can imagine that? Be utterly spiritless. To be wearied out, to be exhausted in heart, and to fail in heart. It is when we have said in ourselves, "I give up." I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is talking today. Somebody has said in their spirit that I am on the point of giving up. And the Lord is trying to encourage you right now. He's trying to talk to you right now and say, "Nope, give up." That is the voice of the enemy. Amen. God has not called you to give up. God has not called you to give in. Praise God. But God has called you to stand up and believe the word of the Lord. His word is sure. His word is sure. Praise God. Romans 4:20. Amen. 21. Abraham staggered not. We heard this week. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Amen. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Hallelujah. Woo! Shakatayalabaha. Woo! My God, thank you, Jesus. He was also able to perform. The enemy, we heard about it in Sunday school, and if you haven't had that opportunity to listen to that message, amen, it is just coming in a perfect alignment with what God is speaking in this place right now. Amen. The enemy tries to attack our faith. He tries to damage. The scripture says, and the Bible calls him a roaring lion, seeking where he may devour. Amen. And Jesus said to Peter, it was in Luke, and you really were in my notes. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, Simon, twice. Amen. This is to pay attention, Simon. Heed, Simon. Take heed, Simon. Don't not listen to me right now. I'm talking to you. Said that Satan had desired to sift him as wheat, that he might sift him as wheat, but he had prayed for him. Jesus has prayed for you. You know that you have a high priest that is not untouched with the feeling of your infirmities. Amen. He said, I have prayed for thee. I have prayed for thee. I have prayed for thee. Your faith is not going to fail because your God, who is your high priest, has prayed for you. Amen. He has stood in the gap for you. Amen. He is fighting for you more than you are fighting for yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands right now? Can we lift our hands? The Lord is on your side. He is on your side. He is on your side. If God be for us, then who, whether it's a who, a what, a sickness, an illness, a person, an infirmity, whatever it is, who, what can stand against you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The only thing we must do is realize that our frame is weak. It is frail. And it is without. We are nothing without God. He said, abide in me and I in you. Without me, ye are nothing. Ye are nothing. We are nothing without God. We are nothing without God. And it's realizing that, right? Not to put down ourselves and to you know, self-depreciate and all of those things, right? That you could go down that path of. But it is to recognize and stand that God is greater. When you have that disposition that, God, I'm coming to you again, and I don't know how this is going to work, and I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't have enough money, God. I've gone to the doctor about this, and they're saying this, God. I'm trying, God, to work in my marriage, God, and my kids, God, I've sought counseling for them. We're trying this, God, with them for now, and they're seeing this specialist, Lord. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm trying, God, I'm trying. And it's realizing and coming unto him and saying, Father, I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh, my God, some of you that are parents and your children come unto you and they say, Daddy, I can't do it. Mama, can you help me? You say, sure, baby. I'll help you. Yeah, come on, let's do this together. I'll help you with this. You were quick to do it. You are quick to intervene, amen, because you want to help your baby. That's your baby. That's your precious child, amen. You're not going to say no. Don't ask for no help. Praise God. Some of us had parents like that, Lord. Oh, I say, you're going to figure out this math on your own. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm like being taken back to a kitchen table right now. Lord, have mercy. My mother is listening to this. Going to later. Anyways, praise God. Glory. But we must realize that our frame is weak. And without, and the God we serve is greater. So it's not about me, right? The scripture says that we are flesh, we're dust. We're just mere dust, right? But he has breathed into us. That's why we consist. That's why we exist. Amen. Because of his breath that he breathed into us. All things consist, subsist by him. Amen. And so we have to believe that he is greater. He is greater. Somebody say that right now. He is greater. He's greater. Amen. He's greater. Amen. Our faith is stronger when we come to that realization because our trust lies in him and not us. Amen. We have died. We have stopped. And he has the opportunity to step in and be God in our lives. Amen. Does anybody want that? Does anybody want God to be God in your life? Amen. I'm tired. I told somebody the other day, I'm sick of these bills. I'm sick of these bills. Come on, somebody, get a witness. I need a witness. Amen. I'm sick of these bills. Praise God. And can you believe it ain't going to get easier. I got ways to go until the Lord comes back. So there are more bills. Amen. Whew, Father. Amen. But he's able. And he is Jehovah, Jireh. He is the Lord God provider. Amen. So I'm standing on that. Praise God. I'm standing on that promise that he's going to provide for me. Praise God. Our response must be to hold fast even more unto the master, the healer, the way maker. Amen. Knowing that it is from him all blessings flow. He is the source, not my job, not my husband, my wife, right? My children. Praise God. not all of those things are people, right? Not the temporal that we see, but it is the eternal God in which all blessings flow. He is the source. I want to take us to Joseph. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hold on. Buckle up. It's all right. We're okay. We're doing all right. Hey, good. Praise God. Awesome. Joseph, amen. He understood this considering his life, right, that he lived. The dreamer, he was hated. He was hated and betrayed by his own brothers. Sold into slavery, harassed daily. Do you even know how good you have to look to be harassed daily? That is crazy. daily and wrongfully accused by Potiphar's wife, his master at that. Ooh, drama. Thrown into prison for years and forgotten. He was forgotten in prison. That brother told him, oh, I'm going to remember you, and forgot about him. So he's sitting there. And so we don't get much insight into Joseph's internal disposition, right? His thoughts, his emotions, feelings, that sort of thing. But we do see that he was faithful. He was found doing, and he was found doing faithfully. There's a certain spirit, there's a certain type of character that you must have as a faithful person. You know, we don't see that oftentimes with the children of Israel. They griped, they complained, they, you know, had things to say. They doubted God, my God, so many times. And then went to serve other gods because of their just complete doubt and unbelief in the Lord. He's not going to deal. Oh, man, we're just going to go back to Egypt. We don't believe. And I talked about this last time I was up here, but that came into sin. That came into sin. Our doubt can turn into unbelief, which will turn into sin. It's a very dangerous pathway. We have to examine ourselves, as the scripture says. Amen. Prove whether we be in the faith. Praise God. And so he could not have possessed the promise, right, or seen the fruit of that prophetic word if he was not faithful. There is something about faithfulness that will help you to stand. It will help you weather the storms of life. That is one thing. I'm a young person. Hallelujah. Glory. And I'm learning that now. Just being faithful. I see elders. Amen. I see my mother. Amen. And all of the things that they have gone through in life. And if you can just stand and hold on to God, He will keep you. He will keep you. He will keep you. Amen. Praise God. And so Genesis 39 does tell us that the Lord blessed him in all that his hands found to do, no matter where he was, a slave, right, as a slave, or whether he was in prison. God blessed him and was with Joseph, right? Mind you, this is in Genesis 39, verse 2. It says that the Lord was with Joseph. God didn't leave Joseph. God was with Joseph. Yet, because of his righteous actions, right, and his relationship with God, his conviction, he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison, right? Something done to him. Amen. He didn't do anything. He was just there, faithfully serving his master. He said, everything has been granted to me in this house except you, woman. Stop talking to me. All that. And she grabbed him by his garment, and he fled. Praise God. But he was wrongfully accused, thrown into prison, and he had to stay there. He had to stay there. Can you imagine what he felt? The emotions, right? I know what I would feel. I'd be mad. Why? So many questions, as we have those questions many times. Why? Why, God? Why did this happen? Why did you do this? But we have to stay faithful. We have to stay faithful. Amen. He didn't see how the pit and the prison, right, and slavery, right, was doing all of that to transform his inner character so that he could be second in command of all of Egypt. But God had a plan, because his ways are higher than our ways. Amen. Is the servant greater than his master? We are not. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:12, for if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If he suffered in this life, on this side for me, how much more am I going to suffer for him? Amen. Praise God. And the scripture says that it rains on the just and the unjust. He said directly to his disciples, that's us included. For in this life, I didn't give you the scripture either. It's fine. Don't worry. You're doing great. For in this life, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He said there's going to be trouble in this life, but you have to, again, it comes back to him. It's not about you. It's him. It's him. It's him. It's him. It's all in him. Praise God. Amen. This is Job 23. I'm going to read 23 and 8 to verse 10. It says, Job said, right? He said, behold, I go forward, and he is not there, and backward, and I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, right, where he doeth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But this is it. This is the scripture, right? But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The Lord is doing something in our lives. And there's a reason why God is talking about faith and faithfulness to this church, to us today, this body. He's causing us, pushing us, right, to grow in our faith. To be increased in our faith, that we would, one, believe that he is God and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But right when those trials come against us, that we're seeking God together. We're all moving up, going forward, just pressing towards the mark together. But the things that come in our life, people that leave, the situations that happen, the sicknesses, people that die and leave and go to glory, the prodigal that leaves, you know, all of these things that happen to us in our lives, it is God's way of trying us so that we will come forth as gold. Amen. Amen. If the music can come, amen, I'm going to be closing. And if you want to stand as well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we believe not, he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. God is faithful. That's who he is. It says it right there, right? He cannot deny himself. He is faithful, right? I mean, that should be in the dictionary, right? Faithful God. Praise God. And so what better way to renew your faith today? By coming to the one who is faithful above all. What greater teacher is there but the Lord? He is the master. And if you need a little encouragement today on a little teaching, right, in your spirit on how to be faithful, Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying to walk before you. I'm trying to get my kids on the right track, God. I'm trying to get all of these things together. I'm trying to see about an answer, Lord, in terms of this illness and sickness. I'm trying, Lord. The Lord says, I see you. I see you. I see that you're trying. He says, be faithful. And not just that, right? Not steadfast and consistent, unwavering, remember? But be full of that unwavering, consistent persuasion. Be full of that. I'm going to even venture to say overflowing. Amen. Praise God. And so I just want to invite you to come to this altar, lift your hands, and say, Father, it's me again. I don't know. I really don't know, Lord. But I need you. I need you. I need your help. I'm trying, Lord. I need your help, Lord. I'm trying to raise my children, God. I'm trying to raise them in a godly way. Oh, God, but I'm struggling. Lord, I'm trying to reconnect with my husband, God. I'm trying to reconnect with my wife, Lord. I'm trying, Lord. Oh, but I need help. Somebody lift your hands unto your Father and cry out to him.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.